Welcome to This Period in Particles Custom RPG. This episode is the very first, and it will cover January 1st, 2006 to February 28th, 2006. Now, first of all, I'd like to say that I call it this period instead of this week or this month or whatever, because there isn't always something interesting enough to talk about going on in a particular time period whenever it comes to server administration. But I would like to cover a couple things that have been happening in the first quarter of this year. First of all, the fact that we had some major web server problems. My host went down about halfway through January, and it took him, well, pretty much forever plus some to... Actually, that doesn't even fit either. He never actually replied to any of my emails. Yeah, that was a big pain in the ass. If you want the actual whole story, which is kind of entertaining, I've got it available online at www.pcrpg.org/thestory/. I've had a hard time finding new hosting, but with Corona's suggestion, I've gone with Dreamhost, and it seems to be working out really well. In fact, with my extra bandwidth, I've been working on a new project for TRPG, which I'll discuss here in a little bit. After I got everything migrated back over to Dreamhost, which is solid, by the way, we should no longer be having severe outages all the time, I've started to fix errors with Firefox as opposed to Internet Explorer. The page wasn't showing up right, there were like gray borders everywhere and stuff. Those issues are mostly fixed. All the ones that I know about are fixed, but I'll keep looking. I've also been fixing errors on the site in regards to text itself. I thought I had cleared up most of the strange characters that have been appearing, but as a patron pointed out, the rules page is still heavily littered with this stuff. I don't know why. It's probably just because I've migrated all of my page information back and forth about 55 billion times in the last month. So, I'll try and get on that and fix it by this weekend. I am still working on the content update with the new models and prefabs and stuff. It's kind of a slow process because the designers, which aren't me, I'm not doing any of the actual design myself, is slow in coming, and I've yet to actually get the submissions, but we do have a couple really neat things like Centuria. We've got an excellent castle being built for it. It's huge, but it looks great. We could really use some texture artists, though, to make these things look really outstanding. Other than that, I'll talk about that project that I referenced to earlier. I'm making an all-in-one installer that will present a wizard that allows you to install first Tribes, then the patch, then Tribes RPG, and it creates links on your desktop and everything like that. Real nice and handy for a complete newcomer to the game who doesn't have Tribes. And it will allow somebody to get into the game really fast. It'll also have an optional install for my server launcher if you want to play on my server. It's not required, so this works for anybody's server. But that'll also be in there, version 2.0 final, which will have full server querying capability. First of all, on the outgoing section of this program, I would like you to check out ebombsworldsucks.com. The main thing here is you need to watch the flash on the front page. It's quite important. Ebomb's a jerk from how it makes it out. I'd also like you to check out the Ultimate Showdown if you haven't seen it already. It's available on the Tunes section of weeblesstuff.com. That's weebls-stuff.com. It is quite possibly the most ultimate of all Ultimate Showdowns. And I will leave you on this note. I'm still working on PCRPG, and I'm working to get the new content out there. Just hang in there, and we'll eventually get this going. It's looking to be a really interesting time, a really interesting year. Until later, this is Particle, and I'll see you next time.